If someone meets you on the street and mugs you and says, "Give me your shoes," you say, "Would you also like my jacket?" Good morning, USA, Vietnam! A beautiful tribute to an amazing actor, an amazing comedian, an amazing teacher, Robin Williams. I don't even think I fully saw that movie from where Good Morning Vietnam is from. In fact, Good Morning Vietnam might actually be the title of the movie. Who would have thought? Let me know in the comments if that is actually the name of the movie. So, I'm Lalita, and this is Leela. Leela is a radio show and soon-to-be podcast all about musicality, the music of life, living your dreams. Oh, everyone's saying that, the meme, live your best life. That's not what this is. This is about deeply tuning into yourself. I interview musicians. I am a musician myself. And I think that music is the formula and the fabric of life. So everything is an expression of song. And that is what we discuss here. I share different things in multiple languages, fun accents that I find interesting and think would be the most useful to the collective and the two or three family members that actually listen to this. Thanks, Mom. As for everybody else, I hope that you find as much joy in listening as I do in creating this magic that comes directly from my soul all the way to you. And hopefully you like my voice. If not, I don't care. Just kidding. So today, my lovelies, what is it that I am going to be discussing and have the amazing privilege, honor to share with you over the radio waves? The idea of rest. I would be remiss if I did not address COVID, Corona, on this show in this moment. And so many different people have opinions and thoughts, and the news is everywhere, and there are so many different emotions. So I'm going to offer you a thought about what this has meant to me and how it is that I interpret it. And if it lands for you, if it works, take it and run with it. Take what you like and leave the rest. You are always the greatest inner authority on your own life, not me. So it was a few months ago. We're going to start with a story. It was a few months ago, and I was preparing to do my third TEDx. And I was so nervous. Surprisingly so, because normally I'm pretty clear about what it is that I'm going to speak about. The first TEDx was on the importance of authenticity and using your voice. The second TEDx was on the importance and the relevance of healing your relationship to your creativity. In fact, the second one I had literally 24 hours to prepare for. I like to do things on the fly and with short time constraints. And yet for this TEDx, I had 6+ months and I felt unconfident. I didn't feel as if I fully knew what it was that I should speak about. I didn't feel that natural flow and energy that naturally comes, for me at least, with speaking and sharing. The way that I'm even doing this right now is mostly improv. And so I decided, okay, it's a month before March 27th, which was the TEDx in Queens, woo-woo. I'm going to go on the biggest creative media fast I've ever gone on. Now, for those of you that know me or follow me, you'll see that I have done for years social media fasts, reading fasts, basically ways of emulating being in the woods, being in nature, and going deep within and meditating. So I eliminate all external distractions. I don't go on social media. I don't read anything. This is borrowed from Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. I don't even read cereal boxes. The first time I did this was intense. Now it becomes a daily, not a daily practice, maybe a daily practice, a regular practice. So the point is, I decided, you know what? I am going to go and do a new type of fast. And this time I'm going to fast all the things I normally fast plus people, which meant I wasn't going to be seeing people that I typically saw. I wasn't speaking on the phone, which normally during these fasts, I'm able to speak on the phone. This one, nope, we're cutting off everything. I was doing it to put myself in a position to deeply hear my own message and to give myself creative space and to honor my own creative process for the TEDx. I had a bunch of pushback from different family members. Oh my God, you're gonna go crazy? Like, what are you thinking? This is not how my family speaks. However, this is the voice that's coming out of my mouth. Oh my God, like, can you even spend that much time by yourself? Like, that's not good for your mental health. Maybe you don't even know what I'm saying. And then I had friends that were upset because they hadn't seen me in what felt like forever. And still, amidst all of this, I chose to move forward. My goal was to face some of my bigger fears, which I felt were blocking my own creativity and my own creative voice. Little did I know, #CoronaCorona, that within a week to 2 weeks, the entire world would be shutting down, and that the US and New York City in particular, where it is that I'm currently living, would go into absolute quarantine. So here I am looking at the world on my own fast of sorts from people, my own version of intentional solitude, with news flooding the US about China and Italy and this COVID-19 and Corona virus that's infecting hundreds of thousands of people, these images of nurses and doctors and masks fatigued, stories of extreme isolation and quarantine. And then it happens in Seattle. And all of a sudden, within a few short weeks, New York City goes into almost complete lockdown and everything shuts down. Everything. No restaurants, there's no one on the subway. I was at 32nd Street and 42nd Street, Times Square, and there was almost no one out there. It was as if the universe had heard my prayer. It was as if the universe gave me the exact thing I was looking to experience in droves. The thing is, I had only ever intended to do the media fast through March 27th. And today is May 5th, 2020, and we are still in a state of quarantine and isolation. Through that time, my business has shifted, my relationship to myself has shifted, all the routines that I have worked tirelessly towards have shifted, work out all the things. So why is this relevant? What is the point of me telling you this story with crazy family accents? And if you're still listening, kudos to you, my friends, and snap, snap, snaps, cue music, applause. Why is any of this relevant to you? Because this is what I would like you to picture. I would like you to picture the millions of billions of people, or maybe just picture your own town, your own city, maybe your own building, your own family. And imagine that you're walking through the world and you're a bit disconnected from yourself. How do you know that? Because of the way that you feel, except you don't truly fully understand how you feel because you've built a life on top of different things you've agreed to do because you think by doing these things, you're somehow going to get the thing that you want. You're going to feel safer, more prosperous, more accepted. Whatever the thing is that gives you that feeling of I can sleep at night and I feel like I'm doing the right thing. However, this life that you've built, this from the time you wake up in the morning to what it is that you eat, and more importantly, the way you view yourself, this feels like a crooked life, crooked in the sense that it doesn't really feel like you. The thing is that everyone in your block, in your family, in your building, in your neighborhood, lives their life like this. They ride their bikes like this with only one wheel. So it doesn't seem that strange when one would say, well, it's a bicycle, where's the second wheel? Wouldn't that make things easier? So much of how we live our lives, if unexamined, is not from a place of peace, and thus it is not from a place of rest. In fact, so much of what we do is an external effort to try to create a sense of peace and safety within ourselves. It's well-intended, and the outcome is often futile. So why does this matter to COVID and Corona and TEDx's and isolating? Because I envision, and the way that I see Corona and COVID, one and the same, and everyone's like, Corona means crown. Yeah, bitches, learn your Spanish. It does mean crown. And in Italian, it means crown too. Probably in lots of the Latin languages. Anyways, why does this matter? I envision the universe coming down. Did you ever notice if you have siblings, whenever you got in trouble, or let's take a more positive approach to this, if your parents were looking to teach you something, if they were really in tune with you, the way they spoke to you might be different than the way they spoke to your sibling or the way that they spoke to your cousins or your friends even. Everyone learns in a different way. So all of a sudden, the universe comes down and says, we're doing an entire pause. How do I know that's what happened? Because that is what's happening. And I envision the universe sending everyone to their metaphorical room, not as punishment, rather as prosperity and purpose, to have a very honest conversation with you in only the way that you can hear, learn, and understand it. What is it during this time that you are being invited to listen to? Where in your life have you built a life built upon coping mechanisms and built upon things that when you really tune in, you just don't feel that great about it? The most confronting part of this time for so many people, myself included, and I've had lots of practice with solitude, with 5+ years of traveling and living around the world solo, I've had lots of practice. I've also had practice of living in places where I could not work, and thus my online business grew. So it's almost as if I had the opportunity and the blessing to grow these things previous to now. And for so many people, it's coming up against and coming through and coming and encountering the feelings and the messages and the things that so often we run from. So we do the external things to try to make ourselves feel better on the inside, when really what we're doing is a product of our own disease, that we don't feel good, that this doesn't feel right. And so the conversation that the universe is having with you, I believe, is deeply, deeply, deeply personal. And if you're listening to this and you're like, we're not in that state of environment currently, we're no longer in quarantine, where in your own mind and heart are you still locked away? The difference between imprisonment and quarantine is perspective. If you are being invited to listen to something deeply, to understand what it is that you are being invited to let go of, there's a story that goes, you're walking down the street and a man or a person comes to mug you and he says, give me your wallet. And they say, you should also give him your shirt. If something is being invited to leave your life, resistance is standing there and fighting with whatever you perceive is taking it from you. Acceptance is a willingness to move forward and co-create. And I don't love these words, co-create, because it becomes so, what does that even mean? It's a willingness to be present and say, what can I do right now that moves me forward in a way that feels better than I felt 2 seconds ago? That's what that really means. So as we're sitting here in these metaphorical and literal rooms, I'm in a closet, people. You're here with Closet Confessions. Lalita's Lila Confessions. Almost couldn't say that. So as you're here wondering the questions that so many of us ask, I'm curious in your own heart, in your own soul, in your own living room, what are you being invited to witness about yourself? Where is it in your own life that you are out of balance? What are your greatest fears and joys, and how is this showing you exactly not only what they are, possible alternatives to how you've currently thought? One of my greatest fears, which is surprising to me because of how much time I spend in solitude, is being alone. And that is a human fear across humanity. Even the tagline, you're not alone, you don't have to do this alone anymore. Why do people say that in marketing? Maybe because it's true, and then also because it comforts people. The difference is understanding. I don't even need to figure out what all these different things mean. The space, for me at least, has been created to deeply listen to what is coming up, to rest and to pause. So why and how do rest? And let's tie this whole thing together. Lalita's about to go and do a TEDx. She thinks, I need to hear my creative voice, or I get to hear my creative voice, and goes on a fast from the world. 2 weeks later, the universe has a joke. It says, boom, boom, boom. Everyone's going on a break. You get a car, you get a car, and you get quarantined. Perfect. Deep within this are the things that we desire. Deep within this are the things that we ask. So then 2 months later, everything's shifting. It's as if, it's like string cheese. Like if you know when you take Play-Doh and you push it as a kid through like a hole and it comes out as a little tube or a shape at the end, but all the excess gets cut off. To rest during this time requires relaxation. To feel a sense of relaxation comes from a sense of peace and knowingness that everything is going to be okay. It's acceptance. It's a willingness to move forward inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter, saying I'm willing to do things for the love of who I am at my core, for a self-love and my love for humanity that's 1 inch, 1 degree more than it was even 5 seconds ago. It can be that small. And for many of us, initially, that isn't what you're going to feel. You're not going to feel peace. You're not going to necessarily feel rested and relaxed because the things that gave you that sense of peace have now been taken away. The invitation is to see that, is to see when the fat falls off of the bone, what is oil and what is water. When you are able to see clearly what that division is, to sense it, to feel it, allow it to fall away. And the way that we do that, the way that you can do that is through acceptance. It means if someone meets you on the street and mugs you and says, give me your shoes, you say, would you also like my jacket? That's what we got for you today. And this is Lalita and this is Leela, a musical podcast and radio show dedicated to the creation of your dreams, my dreams, and everybody's dreams everywhere. Really, it's a place that I get to play, invite you to do the same. We talk music, astrology, all the fun things, all the best things, as a way to be joy in your inbox, light in your life, and prosperity in your pockets. Okay, man? Like this, subscribe, leave a super positive review about how you love this show. Share it with your friends, share it with your family. Become a fan, share it with your fans. If there's something you would like to see me talk about, if you'd like to be on the show to have a little chit-chat, please email me at hi@iamlalita.com. That's hi@iamlalita.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. That's @hereislalita. Again, that's hereislalita, L-A-L-I-T-A. Thank you so much for listening. It is always a pleasure. I will see you back here when I see you. And namaste, y'all. Have an amazing day. And remember, how your heart feels matters. How you feel matters. And most importantly, rest. If you can get to rest, if you can reach a point of rest, it means you've understood a million other things. You've mastered a million other things that lead up to that in a society that tells you that you should be a machine. And that's just not true. Sending you so much love. Have an amazing day.